You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Pendengar, penyelidikan Senat yang telah memeriksa masa depan pekerjaan di Australia akan menyampaikan temuannya pada tanggal 12 September mendatang. Komite Senat telah diminta untuk menangani dampak perubahan teknologi di tempat-tempat kerja Australia. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Greg Dyett. Ketakutan akan kehilangan pekerjaan Anda dan digantikan oleh mesin bukanlah sumber kecemasan yang baru. Sejak dimulainya revolusi industri pada abad ke-18, orang-orang khawatir tentang dampak teknologi. Pakar ekonomi Jim Stanford yang mengepalai Center for Future Work di Australia Institute di Canberra telah mencurahkan kehidupan kerjanya untuk memeriksa bagaimana Australia dapat menangani tantangan tersebut dengan sebaik-baiknya. Dr. Stanford menawarkan pesan yang meyakinkan, pekerjaan tidak akan hilang begitu saja.
You still need human beings, even to design and engineer, manufacture, install, operate, and maintain the robots. They can't do it without human beings. So any process that involves automation and new machinery does have new work associated with it, as well as the jobs that could be displaced. And what we have to do as an economy is a much better job at matching people who are negatively affected by tech change with some of the new opportunities and options that are opened up because of tech change. If we can do that, then again, people will stop seeing technology as a threat and see it more as an opportunity.
Dr. Stanford mengatakan teknologi itu sendiri bukanlah masalah. Masalahnya adalah tentang bagaimana Australia mengaturnya.
It's going to be hard to stop technology. I don't think any of us want to go back to a less technology-intensive world. But more importantly, I think it misidentifies where the problem is. And I think the key issue here is how we manage technology and whose interests technology serves, rather than trying to stop technology itself.
Futurist Ross Dawson mengatakan beberapa pekerjaan baru akan muncul ketika pekerjaan yang lama ditutup. Jadi fokusnya harus ada pada membantu pekerja mengembangkan keterampilan dan kemampuan yang memanfaatkan kemampuan manusia yang unik sehingga mereka dapat melakukan pekerjaan yang tidak bisa dikerjakan oleh mesin.
As we see machine capabilities improve, we do need to focus on what is most deeply human about us and our capabilities so that we can both create and take these new jobs that are emerging.
Sekretaris Australian Council of Trade Unions atau ACTU, Sally McManus mengatakan, satu pilihan nyata untuk melindungi pekerjaan saat ini dan masa depan adalah memperkuat undang-undang tempat kerja di Australia. Ia mengatakan melemahnya undang-undang hubungan industri telah merugikan para pekerja.
It's allowed employers to just find all these different ways of making a job that used to be a permanent job with full rights to a job that's insecure or casual or labour hire with very few rights. And so that isn't an issue of the economy changing, that's an issue of the laws or the rights that workers have changed. And so absolutely we can turn around the level of insecure jobs that we've got in our country by simply fixing those broken laws so that if you're working in a job and you're working there for long enough, you should get all the proper rights and protections that we used to have.
McManus mengatakan ia ingin melihat pemerintah bekerja lebih dekat dengan pengusaha dan serikat pekerja untuk merencanakan cara mengatasi dampak perubahan teknologi.
Let's say there's a change in our energy sector and we're moving towards, say, renewable energies, and we can see that happening in some industries winding down and new ones coming along. Well, what should we be doing? First of all, we should be ensuring that we're planning for the skills we need. So that means training up young people, training up the existing workforce, planning to transition, hopefully, those workers into those new jobs. And these are really basic things that could be done to lessen the impact on workers, but also it's good for the whole country to make sure that you're planning for those jobs and you've got people with the skills who can do those jobs.
Ekonom Jim Stanford dari Center for Future Work mengatakan Korea Selatan memberikan contoh kolaborasi yang sangat efektif.
Rather than just giving out tax breaks and subsidies, they actually say, we're going to sit down and build, we're going to develop a world-beating smartphone, or a world-beating automobile or world-beating home electronics, and we'll all contribute to that mission. And the proof is in the pudding because, again, the Koreans, like the Europeans, have just really eaten our lunch when it comes to real delivered innovation.
Situs web untuk mencari pekerjaan SEEK adalah salah satu organisasi dan individu yang mengajukan masukan ke penyelidikan Senat. SEEK memperkirakan sekitar separuh dari pekerjaan yang ada dapat diotomatisasikan dengan menggunakan teknologi saat ini. Sarah McCartney dari situs web itu mengatakan bahwa otomatisasi akan mengarah pada apa yang disebutnya pengosongan dari tengah, di mana peran yang rendah dan sangat terampil akan meningkat, sementara pekerjaan di tengah menurun.
Technology enables people to remove a lot of these repetitive, automated, and not particularly engaging tasks and frees them up to do more intelligent, creative, and empowering work. And that's really the big shift we're on now is helping, you know, employers, organizations, industries identify and almost break the shackles of where we've been in the past and go, imagine what we could be doing with our brains and our intelligence and our relationships and our interactions. How could we be progressing, you know, businesses and organizations forward now that we're freed up from doing a lot of this repetitive work?
SEEK juga percaya peningkatan kolaborasi antara sektor publik, bisnis, dan pendidikan harus menjadi prioritas. Sarah McCartney mengatakan pendidikan online akan menjadi kunci untuk membantu para pekerja meningkatkan keterampilan mereka dan siap menghadapi peluang kerja di masa depan.
That's critically important as we move towards a world where lifelong learning will be essential because the tasks we need to carry out in our roles and the technologies we need to use will continue to evolve rapidly. We need an education system that is dynamic and responsive. And I think it's fair to say that the education system we've been operating in to date, you know, has many benefits to it, but in terms of the delivery system, it needs to get up to speed.
Penyelidikan Senat terhadap masa depan pekerjaan di Australia akan memberikan laporannya pada tanggal 12 September mendatang.
sbs.com.au